This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Confusing Support and Autonomy for Welfare Recipients. Some months ago, I was reading about the demise of a significant social service and advocacy organization. A former executive director, David Tobus, who had also written a book about the organization, was one of its founders, was quoted saying, "Movements start, they rise, they have influence, and then they abate. Parents are parents, they're not administrators." What a peculiar quote attributed to him. His comment on movements is commonplace, though not necessarily correct, but more to the point, his point on the very constituency that made up his organization, many of whom are welfare mothers, is so sweeping that it not only reads wrong-headed, but patronizing. Of course, a huge number of parents are administrators of businesses, nonprofits, governments, unions, and whatever it might be named. His real point is that he doesn't believe the former recipients of this organization's services were ever capable of running the outfit. Wow. The Child Welfare Organizing Project had made it for 24 years, according to the New York Times. It was a group of mostly low-income mothers in New York City whose children had been taken away from them, but they managed to turn their pain into policy. This is already a moving story of exceptional women, and by their record, capable of doing many things that helped steer the precipitous drop in the number of children in city foster care, now at about 9,000 from about 50,000 in the early 1990s. For my money, hats off to these sisters and their protest and advocacy. They won proposals in the legislature recently, and be careful how you're quoted, Brother Tobus. Two former employees now hold key positions in the Administration for Children's Services, the city's child welfare agency. The postmortem seemed to hint at a loss of focus by one executive director and a trip to Fuji and other drinks of the self-help programs out there where she was a fan. But the real story seems to have had a lot to do with race, class, and gender, as sadly, Tobus's comments seemed to reveal. Most of the child welfare bureaucracy was white and male, and so were many of the administrators of the Child Welfare Organizing Project. Switching to a black woman director was also a former recipient, seems to have exposed the hard truth that they were not really full-fledged members of the club. Sandra Killett, who was that former director, seems to have nailed it better in her overview. She argued that the mothers were capable of both advocacy and administration, but that leaders of child welfare agencies should not confuse the need for support with a relinquishing of autonomy, according to the Times summary of her remarks. She added, "You don't have to follow their lead." Perhaps you do to get the money, it seems, but she has hit the nail on the head. Confusing recipients of services with sheep to be led rather than adults with lives to lead has been a critical mistake in dealing with welfare recipients and low and moderate income families for generations when it comes to government programs and funding. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.